Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com and check us out on Facebook. And did you know that 60% of abortion-minded mothers choose life if they encounter just one supportive person or encouraging message? And today we're going to be joined remotely by Dr. Pat Castle, who is the president and founder of Life Runners, whose mission is to bring life-saving messages everywhere, and that he does very well. With running optional but prayer required, Life Runners is the world's largest pro-life organization that seeks to put God first with delivering the message of life. Amen. With over 25,000 teammates in over 4,061 cities and across 53 nations, Life Runners is delivering millions with the message of life and Jesus Christ. And Dr. Pat Castle will join us to share more about his amazing organization and the upcoming events that they have. Beautiful. And you are a Life Runner.
I'm a Life Runner. I got my hat here. Proves that I'm a Life Runner.
Yes.
I also got the whole outfit.
You got jackets and shirts.
I really love this hat so much. And I'm not a big hat wearer, but this one, Remember the Unborn.
Look, yeah.
Wherever you go, there I am.
And
again.
There's your jacket, and you were their speaker.
I was the banquet speaker there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great, great event. We had Pat on like 10 or 11 years ago.
Right.
And at that point, he had 48 cities that had Life Runners in them and so on. So I said, what states don't have it? It was Utah, maybe another state. So we're going to get him.
Right.
And we came up with 50 states. And look, 10 years later, he's in 53 countries.
Yes.
I mean, come on. He wasn't in all 50 states, 53 countries, tens of thousands of people being involved. It's great. We got a word here, Joy?
Yes. So we would like to take a moment to remind you that EWTN is only made possible through the generosity of viewers like you. And if EWTN has strengthened your faith or blessed your family, we humbly ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to EWTNmission.com so that we can continue to bring Christ's message to the world. As Mother Angelica used to say, please keep us between your gas and electric bill. We can't do this without you. Jim and I, we are monthly donors to this beautiful network because it has so blessed our lives. We don't only work here, we are consuming EWTN because it's blessing us and enriching us. Go out to EWTNmission.com to donate, and thank you that all you that already give and all that continue to pray for EWTN.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Pat Castle is coming up, founder, director of Life Runners, one of the greatest pro-life ministries in the entire world. I'm proud to be a Life Runner with Pat and all the rest of the team. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are joined remotely by president and founder of Life Runners, Dr. Pat Castle. You can go out to the website, liferunners.org. Well, Pat, we're excited to have you on. We want you to first tell our family all about Life Runners, what it is, and especially about this relay that you're going to have from September 4th to October 25th that's going to go across our country. We can't hear.
Runners,
you
wearing your witness. And it's what a blessing that we're all in Christ.
For pro-life.
Yeah, you know. So Life Runners, why Life Runners? Well, why not Life Runners? When you look at the front of our shirt, you see in this little baby onesie that we've got the Trinity. You got the cross, the Holy Spirit dove in Jeremiah 1:5. which is God the Father saying to young Jeremiah, hey, I knew you even before you were in your mother's womb. So pro-God on the front, and then on the back, that pro-life message. Yeah. Remember the unborn. Amen. While the world is working to dismember the unborn, God's people are working to remember the unborn, to memorialize those children that have been lost, to encourage their mothers and fathers to choose life, and to just remember these, the least of the least. Yes. And we know scripture says what you do for the least of the least, we do for Jesus. So that pro-God front, that pro-life back, I mean, talk about wear your witness, talk about put your faith in action. And the best news of this ministry, running is optional.
That's right.
So people listening, you know, I like to say that the non-runners really are better life runners because they're moving slower where people can see that Trinity on the front and see that life-saving encouragement, remember the unborn on the back. And does it matter? It does matter. Joy, in your introduction, you mentioned that social science survey that 60% of post-abortion mothers reported that if just one person had encouraged them to choose life, or they had saw an encouraging sign for life, they would not have chosen abortion. So enter Life Runners, an encouraging person with an encouraging message to choose God and choose life. It's life-saving. It's heroic to put on such a shirt as this for the least of the least.
Yes.
And you know, it's such a simple and powerful ministry. You got to wear something, so why not wear your witness? Mm-hmm. Imagine going for a walk around the block or going to the grocery store to pick something up. People see it and it matters. We hear lots of great testimony where we'll get messages on our website where someone will say, hey, I saw someone with a shirt that said, remember the unborn, and I was thinking about an abortion, and I did exactly what that message said. I remembered my unborn child, and I just want you to know, I chose life.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I walked into work today, and one of our staff had on, it wasn't your shirt, but it just said, choose life. It was blue, white letters, and then it said 10 reasons why you should choose life, and it talked about fetal development. And I was so blessed, you know, just to see that, and somebody doing that, like we do with Life Runners. And I said, do you know Pat Castle? Do you know Life Runners? And she didn't. So I said, we're going to do a show on that today. You need to learn about it. Pat, I like what you're sharing. And I always say, you know, insight in mind, out of sight, out of mind. And
you're here.
The flesh, the world, the abortion industry wants it to be out of sight. And we have a right as citizens of the United States of America to wear what we want to wear. Some people wear horrendous things. Remember. And like you said, remember those that would be dismembered. Remember. Jesus said, do this.
Yes.
Remember me. So it's amazing to keep it in sight. It's a very, very powerful ministry. And, you know, we work at a pregnancy medical center. We've had so many women that have come through and they said, you know, I was praying for a sign, about something. I saw a bumper sticker, you know, and they turned around and came to us instead of going to an abortion mill.
Praise
so this
God.
Is really a critical ministry. Pat, this is fantastic, and you're just growing by leaps and bounds. I want you to get into now the cross-country relay, September 4th through October 25th.
Yes.
Across America Relay for Pro-Life, September 4th to October 25th. So share with us about that, how people might get involved.
Yeah, the first step for being involved with the Across America Relay, which is the largest spanning pro-life event in the world, making a cross over America. The first step is to join Life Runners and get a shirt that says, remember the unborn, and wear it. So your coworker, Jim, I hope she, you know, puts her faith in action and gets yet another great pro-life shirt that encourages people to choose God, to choose life. And anyone listening, as I mentioned, running's optional. Well, the same with the Across America Relay. You can do these little 5K segments. There's over 1,500 5K segments that add up to over 5,000 miles of people wearing their witness. So you can do it in your own neighborhood, in your own local area. So you can adopt segments, which is why over half the miles are done by people all around the world. On the island of Fiji, who knew? There's over 700 life runners. and they adopt the entire state of Utah each year. Okay. And they do the little 5K segments on the island of Fiji, and they adopt them. So you really can participate anywhere, anytime, from the kickoff of the event, September 4th, to the finish, October 25th. And for students, this happens during the school year. Life Runners provides free shirts for students, kindergarten to college. Take us up on it. We'll send your entire school free shirts to wear at school, to wear for the relay, to wear at the March for Life. We love reaching the youth with the truth before the world reaches the youth with the lies. Mm-hmm. Abortion is not a solution for anything. It's the greatest problem by definition.
Yeah.
So choose life or choose death. And we choose life. Yeah. We choose God.
You know,
and so this event, it's neat to mention where it kicks off. Okay. You can participate, as I said, in your local area. But the kickoff spots are significant. We kick off in Times Square. Who knew that there was a statue of a Catholic priest in the middle of Times Square? Father Duffy, a World War II military chaplain. And so we kick off there on the East Coast. We kick off in front of Star of the Sea Catholic Church on the West Coast. There's a Catholic school there that participates and does the first leg, walking with a big Remember the Unborn banner all the way to the San Francisco Planned Parenthood on Bush Street. And then the North Arm kicks off at St. Mary's Cathedral in Fargo, North Dakota. You betcha, mm-hmm. with the blessing from the bishop. And so, you know, these significant places. And finally, the South Arm kicks off in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas at Austin during a home football game. Mm-hmm. So everyone, all 100,000 people streaming into that game, get to see the witness remember the unborn in a big banner as a kickoff for that South Lake. And then for about 50 days, little 5K segments, we end up converging at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas during their homecoming weekend with just a grand finish of all ages that are proclaiming the truth of that God is the creator, and also the truth that we need to remember the unborn made in the creator's image.
Beautiful. So in terms of websites, does liferunners.org have everything that they need? Liferunners.org?
It does.
And then they can find out this, because I also have liferunners.org/join and then also across. But they could just go there, they'll find out about this cross-country thing. They have join, they have to become a life runner.
And gotta get a shirt.
And yeah, and I was kind of looking at this and I was just thinking that, oh, well, they gotta go along that path, you know, that you have laid out. But no, you could just do your miles in your own community and give them over. You mentioned Utah, which is so interesting because that was one of the states we didn't have. And now people are sponsoring Utah, so it's great.
Now, Mr. Castle, tell us about you going to Rome and what you presented to our Holy Father.
Yeah, so absolutely, you know, just when I think about it, it's just such a beautiful thing how the communion of saints, how the body of Christ comes together. And as you were sharing in the beginning of the show, how we began with just 12 of us running the Chicago Marathon in 2008. And to imagine, you know, here we are now, 2026, so 18 years later, presenting the Holy Father, who's from Chicago. So the ministry began in Chicago, in his hometown, with 12, pretty significant number, huh? Our Lord started the church with 12. And so I love all these apostolic, you know, exciting God fingerprints on the ministry that become more apparent, more exciting, you know, inspiring when it comes together. But the Holy Father was so generous, you know, in conversation and encouragement. And when I presented that white, he's the only one with a white Life Runners shirt or jacket, that white jacket, he looked at it and he said, "This is very good. Let's get a picture." And I thought, wow, you know, the Holy Father wants to get a picture. And then I had a Life Runners wristband, like the one I have on my wrist here, and it says, "Remember the Unborn, liferunners.org and Jeremiah 1:5. And anyone that orders anything off our website, you get a bumper sticker, a wristband, sticker for your phone. Everything says Remember the Unborn. But I took my wristband off when I was visiting with them, and I shared that with them, like what the wristband said. Yeah. And then I said, Holy Father, would you like a wristband? And I thought, you know, he would just graciously accept it and grab it in his hand. Uh-uh. He gave the, like, I'm on the team. Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is an all in Christ for, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. Like, put it on me. So I put the wristband on the Holy Father, and he was excited about it. Yeah. He was zealfully pro-life.
Yeah.
He understood the importance of messaging and doing it in an encouraging way. I mean, the message, Remember the Unborn, it's not condemning, it's encouraging. It's life-saving. So he gave a good, strong affirmation. Certainly, I was encouraged by the experience. Mm-hmm. But yes, it was, and that was in December of last year.
Well, maybe he knows something that we don't know, that your wristband given to him, maybe he knows that'll become a relic. Because you keep doing this work for the glory of the Lord. Maybe he took it for that reason. Pat, just lead us one more time to the website. Tell people what they'll find there. Because I know you got things so well detailed for the cross-country thing, west, east, north, south. They can get the information there.
They can, step by step. So go to liferunners.org, hit the join button, register to be a life runner. You'll get our monthly update. You'll be encouraged. You'll have an opportunity to order a shirt. We have lots of different shirts and jackets. So if you're not a t-shirt person, no problem. There's polos and long sleeves and jackets and, you know, formal things. You'll find something to wear your witness.
Pat Castle.
And then invite others, right? Yes. Invite others. And then you'll also see an opportunity up on the website where the relay is. Grab a 5K leg or two, walk it in your own neighborhood. Invite others to do that because it gets us out wearing our witness and people see it. And Jim, you gave a great, great word on the importance of that. We need to wear our faith out loud. We need to speak it out loud. We need to use all the emotions that God granted us. And we need to just proclaim our faith in so many unique ways. We are many parts but one body. And Life Runners is a nice, unique, yet another way for us to live out our faith, proclaim our faith with that Trinity on the front and that life-saving Remember the Unborn.
Amen. Pat Castle, thank you so much.
Amen.
Keeping the gospel of life in sight and in mind. Go to liferunners.org now, liferunners.org. God bless you, Pat. So we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, now we're going to go to Joan Lewis to hear Joan's latest report on the current events in Rome. Joan, what do you have for us?
Greetings from Rome, Jim and Joy. Although he's marking a period of rest at the Apostolic Palace at Castel Gandolfo, on Saturday, July 11th, Pope Leo shared lunch with 200 poor and vulnerable people, including about 40 children. Now, this took place at the Laudato Si village on the Villa Barberini papal property. The day began with mass celebrated by Cardinal Baggio, director of the center. Afterwards, there were greetings and refreshments, and then a tour of the entire premises. So it was a day for everyone to enjoy not only the beauty of creation, but as I said, to share lunch with Pope Leo. Now, Pope Leo spoke to his guests and he said, I came without a prepared speech, but I did come with hunger. Hunger for justice, hunger for genuine charity, hunger for a church that truly knows how to open its doors to welcome and receive everyone. I came because I need love. We need love for all, and no one is an enemy. Where all of us know how to live, reconciliation, forgiveness, and peace. And then he said, as you know well, one of the Pope's titles is Pontifex, Bridge Builder. And today, we want to build a bridge with all of you, with your families, and with the society in which we want to live, a society marked by justice, where the causes of poverty can be eliminated and the causes of injustice that still exist can be overcome. And then he said to them, this is the church we want to be. Now, yesterday, Sunday, the Holy Father, standing in the main entrance of the Apostolic Palace, recited the Angelus with the faithful gathered in the town's main square. At the end of the prayer, he spoke of the parts of the world suffering violence and war. And he said, let us not allow the winds of war to extinguish the flame of hope and peace, even when it seems fragile and starts to flicker. I renew my hope we can pursue the path of dialogue. And he said, that's the only way to actually achieve true peace. The Holy Father then came down to the square, walked around, greeted some of the people, and then at the far end of the square, circled a bit in a very small open vehicle. So on that pleasant note, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much for that report. And similar to the show we did with Pat Castle, it's all about the way of justice for every human being, regardless of their place of location, whether in the womb, outside of the womb, whatever nation, that we should do justice and love mercy and walk humbly with our God. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we have author Tyler Blansky to share with us how fathers can rediscover their strength in his book, Find Your Fight, Rugged Wisdom for Faithful Dads Who Refuse to Settle. It's a wonderful book. He's a wonderful communicator. And how to find true joy as a man at every stage, every phase of life, all the opportunities are all around you if you are able to see them and seize them. Thank you for joining us today. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and with Joy. Bye now.